This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, April 15, Justified. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 4. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead, and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Jesus was not caught by surprise, riding a donkey into Jerusalem. He knew he would soon be arrested, sentenced, and executed, although he was innocent. And then he would rise to life again. Jesus had predicted all this to his disciples. As we think about these things, let's remember that Jesus did all this for our salvation, so that we could be made right before God. Because of Jesus' death to pay the price of our sin, God credits us with Jesus' righteousness, making us justified when we believe in his promise to save. In this way, we become the spiritual descendants of Abraham, who believed that God had the power to do what he had promised. Because he had such faith, Abraham is called the father of all who believe. The Heidelberg Catechism, approved by the Synod of Dort in 1619, describes faith in this way. True faith is not only a sure knowledge by which I hold as true all that God has revealed to us in Scripture, it is also a wholehearted trust, which the Holy Spirit creates in me by the gospel. This is the good news. God sent his only Son. He lived, was crucified and buried, and rose from the dead so that we too may live. Believe it and be right with God. Believe it and be credited with righteousness. Believe it and live as God's children today. Pray with me. Gracious God, thank you for the gifts of righteousness and faith in Christ. We want to live as your children in this world. Empower us with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.